Well, everybody, it's a Monday. And, yeah, it's good to be with you. Great to be with you, my friends. I spoke yesterday at the Influence Church in Anaheim, California. Pastor Phil and his wonderful church, one of the few that opened during the lockdowns, which are increasingly regarded as the greatest mistake. As I described them at the very beginning, the greatest mistake, they were. I was right. I don't tell you I was right for ego reasons. It has no effect on my ego. I tell you I was right so that you understand I have a lot of moral and intellectual credibility when I say things that are controversial. I don't exaggerate. They're thought through. The world conspired, not conspired, I take that back. The world decided outside of Sweden to hurt their own populations with an idiotic idea of keeping healthy people and young people out of schools and out of work. I disregarded the lockdown from the beginning. I met with as many people as I wanted, which was at the very minimum 15 every Friday night for my Sabbath meal. We sat around like nothing had happened from the beginning in April or March 2020. Probably March 2020. Yeah. Maybe February, whatever it was. I read enough to understand how awful it was. People don't read. Or what they read lie to them like the New York Times. It is not possible to overstate the mendacity of the mainstream media. Mendacity is a fancy word for lying. But it's so hard for me to come out with the word lie because it's such a terrible thing to accuse anybody of that I sometimes prefer mendacity because it's simply because it isn't the word lie. Bathing, we bathe in lies. Apparently it's gone viral, my appearance on Bill Maher's program in October of 2019. A couple of months before the pandemic. Prager was right. Those are the viral headlines. When I said, you think Trump lies? Look at how the left lies. I gave two examples. America's a systemically racist society. And say men menstruate. At which point he said, where did you hear that? How'd you come up with that one? And laughed at me, and the audience laughed at me. For the record, being laughed at has as little impact on me as the proverbial price of tea in China. I might add, the price of tea in China probably has more of an impact on me. In my mind at the time on the Bill Maher show when they were laughing at me, I thought, oh my God, these people are so spectacularly unaware. This is such a scary thing. They're led by the nose. Today, if you say men menstruate, they don't laugh. They laugh if you deny it. The speed with which the left has changes the society because of the power of academia and university, academia and elementary schools, which are part of academia, I guess, and the media. They'll tell you anything, and half this country will believe it. I don't know what's left, though. I have to admit, what is after there's no such thing as male-female? That is why what Disney is doing is so vile, that they won't say boys and girls anymore. They won't greet the customers, because such a big percentage of the customers at Disneyland and Disney World don't identify as a male or female. Did you know that? Do you know anybody who... I'm not asking if you know any transgender, let alone gays, which has nothing to do with it. Neither has anything to do with it. Do you know anyone who doesn't identify as a man or a woman? Transgenders do. So what are we talking about? The purpose isn't to help the minuscule, infinitesimally small number of people who don't identify as male or female. And by the way, in many cases, I don't believe them. They identify aspects of their life that might be female, if they're a male, with not being male or female. But it doesn't matter. Let's say they do. How many of them are there? It has nothing to do with helping these people. What it has to do with is destroying the norms of civilization. New Jersey, leading the country in its anti-Florida ideology. New Jersey first graders to learn about gender identity, Daily Mail this weekend. First graders in New Jersey will be learning about gender identity with new sex education curriculum. By the way, Daily Mail has some, it's a total mixed bag. It's got some foolish articles, some great articles, but they have no grammar checkers or editors because they have so many pieces up. So if there's a mistake, there should be a new sex education curriculum, which includes a lesson that teaches children that they can have boy parts but feel like a girl. Why would any normal parent, why would any decent parent want their child to attend a school in New Jersey? The solution for people in New Jersey is to homeschool their child, send their child to one of the few schools that doesn't teach this, or move to Florida. I don't understand a parent who will continue to send their child to a New Jersey school. I don't understand them. I don't say I don't understand as a euphemism for I don't agree with. I don't understand. The new lessons, which are part of a broader K-12 health and sex education curriculum, adopted by the New Jersey Board of Education, are alarming some parents, Asbury Park Press first reported. One of the 30-minute lesson plans, called Pink, Blue, and Purple, teaches the students to define, quote, gender, gender identity, and gender role stereotypes. I was opposed to sex education from the beginning. I was right about that, too. It has no place in school. All this was a premature sexualization of children and the usurping of parental authority. That's all it is about. I had no sex education in any of my schooling, and I turned out fine, as did 99% of my generation, who knew how babies are made and whatever else sex education necessitates. By golly, I think most of my peers knew, left or right, I might say. I think they knew what women's genitalia were and what men's genitalia were. I'm not sure that they needed to have it on the blackboard in their class. They also believed that male genitalia were part of being male, and vice versa with women. Another lesson plan, this one for second graders, called Understanding Our Bodies, tells teachers to instruct students that being, quote, being a boy or a girl doesn't have to mean you have those parts. There are some body parts that mostly just girls have, and some parts that mostly just boys have. But it doesn't mean that you are that. Right. Men with vaginas is not uncommon. Most people have a vulva and a vagina or a penis and testicles, but some people's bodies can be different. How many people's bodies are different? How many people have both genitals? 0.0001% of the population? What does that mean? Is that how they teach driver's ed? Sometimes seatbelts save lives, but there are times when seatbelts kill you. Right? Let's put it this way. More people are killed by seatbelts than have both sexual organs. The new state sex, your body is exactly what is right for you. What does that mean? It really is? What if you're born with one arm, is your body exactly right for you? If you're born blind, if you're born mentally handicapped, is it exactly right for you? Why do we have medicine? It's impossible to overstate the damage the left is doing.
Dennis Prager here, and the real estate market is hot right now. People are taking advantage of low interest rates and economic uncertainty by investing in real assets. Whether you're a first-time buyer or just looking to make a change, the key to getting the property you want is being pre-qualified with cash in hand. That's why you should contact Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Andrew and Todd are mortgage bankers, not brokers, so their team takes care of you personally from start to finish. In fact, you'll probably speak with either Andrew or Todd directly. Go online and fill out a few simple questions, and they can usually assess your situation right over the phone. Andrew and Todd are with you every step of the way. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com, or 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
Left is evil. I used to say they were wrong. Liberals are wrong. Left is evil. What they're doing to children, the premature sexualization of children, and as I've said so often, it shows you how left distorts human nature. Women are the leaders in destroying children's sexual innocence. For all of history, women were the protectors of children. Leftist women are the ones who are robbing them of their innocence. Leftism may be more powerful than human nature. Women throughout history wanted to bond with a man. Leftism told them that that's idiocy. A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle, they said. And it worked. A lot of women don't think they need a man. Fewer men think they don't need a woman. Because that wasn't part of feminism to tell men they don't need a woman. It was part of feminism to say you don't need a man. That is how powerful indoctrination is. It can undo the power of nature, of human nature. Yeah? So let's continue here. The new state education, this is in New Jersey, guidelines, which go into effect in September, were handed out to parents at the Westfield Board of Education in February, included instructions for teachers to tell students that their gender identity is up to them. You'll still send your child to a school in New Jersey? You're not a boy or a girl. You'll decide whether you're a boy or a girl. Poor kids, to be so profoundly confused about what isn't confusing. It is evil. If this isn't evil, I don't know what is. Protecting children, isn't that the first duty of a parent, of an adult? Yeah, listen to this. You might feel like you're a boy, even if you have body parts that some people might tell you have quote-unquote girl parts. Right. You might feel like you're a girl even if you have body parts that some people might tell you are boy parts. Some people might tell you. In other words, if your parents tell you, are you kidding? You're a boy. Oh, they might tell you that, but you know better. You know better at 6 years old that you're really not a boy. You're really not a girl. And you might not feel like you're a boy or a girl, but you're a little bit of both. No matter how you feel, you're perfectly normal. Really, it's perfectly normal not to think I'm a boy or a girl? No, it's perfectly sick to teach that. Many New Jersey parents are outraged over the new lesson plans, with some weighing the decision to remove their child from the public school system. The only thing that will work? Daily Mail has reached out to the Board of Education for comment. By the end of the lesson, students will be able to, quote, to number one, define gender, gender identity, and gender role stereotypes. Name at least two things they've been taught about gender role stereotypes and how those things may limit people of all genders. All genders. Yes. So they may say to a boy, hey, listen, be a man. Be a man. Don't complain so much. Develop toughness. Fight for society. Fight to protect your family. It's a gender stereotype. We don't want boys like that. We want boys like girls, whatever that means. Which has generally meant more emotional and more nurturing and so on. Sample lesson. Tell students they are to decide whether what's in the picture is something that only boys should play with, only girls should play with, or that anyone can play with. So I guess they would show what, like a toy soldier? Right. By the way, girl wants to play with toy soldier? Let her play with a toy soldier. Sometimes when a boy does something that's not on the boy list, or when a girl does something that's not on the girl list, they'll get teased or even bullied. For example, a boy who cries in front of his friends or likes to play dress-up. Okay, let's talk about that. If one of my sons liked to cry, I would try to stop him from liking to cry. That is correct. One of my sons just got married 2 weeks ago, and I cried my eyes out from joy. On occasion, crying is perfectly appropriate. But as a regular thing, by the way, it's not good for girls either. But for boys, I want to make them men. I want them to be masculine. Masculinity involves a certain degree of self-control. Not allowing your emotions to dominate. That's correct. That's how I raised my boys. They're good boys. And they're masculine boys. A boy who cries in front of his friends or likes to play dress-up? Yes. We don't want boys to play dress-up. That is correct. Why is that wrong? We would like boys to develop into men. Men don't wear dresses. Trans women wear dresses. I acknowledge that. That has little to do with this. How many boys wanted to play dress-up in the history of mankind? And how long did that last? I'll be back in a moment.
Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. 6-piece set, 2-bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new Radio Listener Specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code PRAGER. Or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code PRAGER.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. One of my favorite people, Julie Kelly, is on. She's a columnist for American Greatness, a terrific website. I'm honored to be published there each week. She's author of a very important book, January 6th, How Democrats Used the Capitol Protest to Launch a War on Terror Against the Political Right. Boy, is that ever true. That's not our subject. I just wanted you to know the book she wrote. Julie Kelly is on, and our subject is the Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer alleged kidnapping and even killing trial. Julie, you should get some prize for living in the make-believe world of the left.
Well, you should too, right?
Yeah, well, now that you mention it, yeah. Although you do more research on these issues and you immerse yourself. I hope you have a fun life otherwise. I'm a little worried about you.
I have a very fun life otherwise. Thank God. I have a fun family and fun friends that I can sort of escape to. And
right.
Well, my nonstop obsession about this corrupt Justice Department and FBI.
That's right. This corrupt Justice Department and FBI. Okay, so most people, I suspect, know very little about the Whitmer case for whatever reason. So give us an outline, in outline form, what we're talking about.
What we're talking about, basically, Dennis, is this was the FBI's 2020 version of Crossfire Hurricane. It was another attempt for the FBI to interfere in the presidential election, sabotage Donald Trump, and help the Democratic nominee for president, Joe Biden, because, of course, these arrests and the shocking plot was announced in early October of 2020 as millions of Americans were early voting for president. This led to all sorts of wall-to-wall headlines. Joe Biden and Gretchen Whitmer blamed Donald Trump for these alleged right-wing militiamen who plotted for months to abduct her from her upstate Michigan vacation cottage and put her on trial or possibly kill her by abandoning her in the middle of Lake Michigan in October, which, okay, that's funny to begin with. But as the case unfolded and the defense attorneys, who are public defenders and court-appointed attorneys, just fabulous lawyers, built a very compelling case of FBI entrapment that included at least a dozen undercover agents and informants who were deeply embedded and really concocted, executed, and paid for this plot to lure innocent men into it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So how many people were involved?
Well, there were at least a dozen undercover agents and informants. It was run, Dennis, out of multiple FBI field offices across the country, all the way from Baltimore through Tennessee up to Michigan and Wisconsin. This was a multi-state, multi-layered operation. So it wasn't just a few rogue agents who were trying to set up a few misfits in Michigan. This began in March of 2020 under the ruse of lockdown protests. It includes a lot of similarities to January 6th. I actually write about the Whitmer plot in my book because there are so many comparisons, not the least of which the man who was head of the Detroit FBI field office, the main office involved, was moved to the D.C. FBI field office in the middle of October 2020, several weeks before the events of January 6th. Lots of similarities there.
Why was he moved?
Good question. It was a big promotion because it was, you know, job accomplished. And, of course, this is sort of a continuation of what he did in Whitmer.
To the extent that it's possible to unravel, do you believe that the idea came up, arose from the FBI or arose from others and then the FBI took over?
It absolutely came from the FBI. And that's why you had a 12-person jury in Western Michigan, did not hand down a single conviction, even though they had testimony from numerous FBI agents, the lead informant, and experts. They did not believe the FBI. They did not believe the other two defendants who pleaded guilty. They did not believe the main informant. This was a total humiliation for the Justice Department because the defense solely rested. Their sole argument was that their clients had been set up and entrapped by the FBI. That is what this jury believed.
All right, hold it there. This is... this is what we're facing. People talk about Ukraine as corrupt. I don't think they're any more corrupt than our institutions.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Speaking to Julie Kelly, columnist for American Greatness, AmericanGreatness.com, about the Governor Whitmer alleged plot to kidnap her and kill her. And not a single defendant 18 months later was found guilty. And it is obvious that it was concocted largely by the FBI. There's so much to ask you, but I want to just get more details from you. There were, as reading your article, it seems there were six defendants. Is that correct?
There were originally six federal defendants charged with conspiracy to kidnap and also possession of a weapon of mass destruction. Those were the main charges.
What was the weapon of mass destruction?
Some sort of explosive device. It sounded like a firecracker with some pennies wrapped around it. That was also part of an FBI sting. They brought in an undercover agent who pretended to be an explosives expert, and he showed the men a video of how he could blow things up. The video was produced by the FBI. And so, of course, that did not convince the jury of their guilt either.
In your opinion, who concocted the plot?
Well, this is who we have to, this is what we have to find out. And I'll have a column up tomorrow with a list of people who need to answer questions about this. It would start with former Attorney General William Barr, who was the Attorney General at the time. You had an FBI agent, a few FBI agents, who testified that this operation had to be approved at the highest levels of the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI. So that would include William Barr, and it would include Christopher Wray. What did they know? When did they know it? Who approved it? And who was pulling all the strings? The other person we have to hear from, of course, is Stephen D'Antuono, the man I just told you about, who was promoted after successfully announcing these arrests or being part of this operation, moved to the D.C. FBI field office. Not only what did he know, how did he handle these informants, including one convicted felon who committed two crimes while he was working on this caper. I mean, Dennis, if you had the greatest fiction writer in the world, you could not make up what happened in this caper. It is just mind-blowing. When I was covering the trial live, sometimes I would find myself laughing because you cannot believe that our government actually does these things. Furthermore, employs these low-life FBI agents and informants and pays them cash to do things to set up innocent Americans to promote this political narrative that's beneficial for the Democratic Party.
All
that is exactly what happened here, and that's what's going to continue to happen if someone is held accountable.
Of course. So there are so many questions I have, and you keep interrupting them with other important points. So William Barr, do you think he knew what was going on?
I just don't know, Dennis, how he could not know. As I said, this involved numerous FBI field offices with approval at the top of the FBI. There was something going on at the time called Operation Cold Snap. We know the FBI was surveilling chatter on social media platforms. That's actually how this whole hoax came together. And so how could Bill Barr not know about this? It wasn't just some rogue agent out of some weird field office in the middle of Michigan. This involved drones This involved the use of airplanes.
Right. So, okay. I don't want to. I hate naivete in adults. So I'm risking sounding naive. Whatever one thinks about Bill Barr, it is hard to imagine he would support a gigantic fabrication. So is it just conceivable, FBI people said to him, hey, we have six people who are plotting to kidnap and maybe kill the governor of Michigan. And then he'd say, oh, you better look into it. Does that sound plausible to you?
It does. It certainly does. I mean, I was a big fan of Bill Barr. And so
yes, exactly. I you know, it's like one's read of the universe becomes suspect. If Bill Barr said, you know, hey, this is really important to help concoct the plot and use the FBI as people involved in this. So how did they get these six people? I mean, they didn't contact me or anybody I know to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. So how did they get these six people involved?
Well, one man, Barry Koff Jr., has been under FBI surveillance since 2019 for, get this, making anti-government and anti-law enforcement comments on social media and on a YouTube account. The other men were stitched together based on comments that they were making on Facebook, on this Wolverine.
Okay. And then they were approached by the FBI? Who obviously not as FBI, but as they were approached as, hey, we can help you.
Well, they were approached as undercover informants, the main informant, Dan Chappell, the one who made $60,000 at least. He sort of became one of the leaders of this Wolverine Watchmen group. He portrayed himself as a militia member, a
yes,
leader.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Right. So we can help you make this possible. Now, there were two or three people released from prison as a result of these verdicts, correct?
Correct. So you had six federal defendants. Two of the young men pleaded guilty in exchange for leniency, and their testimony in trial that backfired on them, unfortunately for them. Two other men were outright acquitted and released to prison that night, spending a year and a half in
jail. Yeah, why were they a year and a half in jail?
Under pretrial detention. Look, the DOJ described this as a domestic terror investigation. They describe this as one of the biggest domestic terror investigations in recent history. So these men were considered domestic terrorists. So they were in jail for a year and a half. The other two men that the jury came back with an undecided verdict, so a hung jury basically on the other two men.
Who were going to be retried, correct?
They sure are. Can you believe that, Dennis? After this humiliating
frankly,
loss.
I believe anything. Please read her piece in American Greatness, and please read her book on January 6th. Julie Kelly, thank you. The left has truly decimated every institution, FBI, CIA, State Department, Christianity, Judaism, you name it. And it's been, not to mention the schools, it's really just a force of destruction, the left. It builds nothing. The corruption of the FBI is actually so deep that you wonder if it can actually be undone within a generation. I mean, it may take generations. They pulled this October surprise so to make sure that Democrats get elected. They concocted a plot. They concocted it to kidnap and kill Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. And Joe Biden, who makes Donald Trump look honest, and I believe that with every fiber in my body, Joe Biden is a pathological liar. He's the most corrupt president in American history. I never said that about any Democrat that I have lived through in my life. I didn't care for Bill Clinton. I didn't care for Barack Obama. Actually, I didn't even come out for the impeachment of Bill Clinton. just for the record. I suspect my shows are still recorded somewhere. Joe Biden is corrupt. He will say anything to further his ambitions. He is a lifelong politician who has no value system. He goes wherever the wind blows. And he just spoke about how this was an example of domestic terror. The whole thing about white supremacy in the U.S. is wildly exaggerated to the extent that it could be called a lie. Of course there are white supremacists. There's everything. There are witches in the country, and I'm not comparing them. I'm just saying there are these idiosyncratic outliers. Of course, every society has them. But it's not a threat to the country. More Jews were beaten in New York this past week. I mean, really beaten. And I have not found a single instance of any of the Jews. Jews are proportionately the most attacked group in the United States. But it turns out that their attackers are very rarely white supremacists. They're almost always blacks. Did you know that? Of course he didn't know it. Who's going to report it? The lying New York Times? The lying Washington Post? The lying Democratic Party? We'll be back.